Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Allegedly with me, Matthew Cole Weiss.
And I'm Theo Vaughn.
And today we have a special guest, Mr. John Huertas, star of This Is Us, the cultural phenomenon that is This Is Us, which we are getting you the day after the finale.
The day after the finale, yeah.
Wow.
That's a special day.
Is it?
Yeah, the day after the finale. I'm probably the most excited that I've been in the last year.
Really?
Really?
Like, genuinely?
I don't have to go to work.
Oh, makes sense. Well, I did see you post something on Twitter or whatever. Were those real tears?
Yeah, those are real tears. That was the one episode out of two seasons that actually got me to bawl.
Like,
uncontrollably blubbering, bawling.
And is that just watching it, or when you guys were filming it, was there...
Just watching it.
Okay. Now,
when we were filming it, it just seemed like another day, but watching... Actually, I wasn't in that episode, so I was crying in an episode that I wasn't in.
Okay, so what hit you?
It was the story. There's a character named Deja, and it was a story of how she became part of the, you know, Randall's family at the end. Her mom. It's just the scene between her mom and Beth that was like, her mom was saying, "This is going to giving you to them is going to be a better life for you."
Mm.
And I had a similar story, a similar background. So I was, you know, watching that in my own life. Yeah. Not recently, because I'm a grown up now, but before, when I was a kid, something similar happened with me, and I was just, you know, struck by it.
It hit you there. It pulled on that.
Had you read it? Had you read the script first?
That's one I didn't read.
So you don't read everything.
Yeah, the ones that I'm not in, it depends. If someone tells me about an episode and it's that good, like if Mandy's like, "Have you read episode 11? I go, "No, you have to read it." And it's, it just means it's some beautiful writing, which is always great to read. But I'm not just an actor on the show, I'm also a fan. So I like to watch an episode and just be surprised by the storytelling.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean...
Can you?
By the way, Mandy Moore sounds like Batman when you just said Mandy suggested it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds a lot like Batman.
Well, yeah, when she's not on camera, she sounds a lot like Batman.
Oh, wow.
But not Christian Bale's Batman, more like Val Kilmer's Batman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like Michael Keaton?
No.
Was he Batman?
No. Yeah, he was.
It's more of a Val Kilmer Batman.
It was Val Kilmer, as he said.
A little higher
like
pitch.
Adam West?
A little higher.
No.
No, yeah, she doesn't sound like Adam West.
How about George Clooney? No,
I would say it's more of a, again, Val Kilmer.
do you know, like, is there a total different experience for you when you're taping, when you're filming, than when you go back and watch the episode? Can you, can you have an experience as a viewer separate from?
Absolutely, because they cut half my shit out. So.
So a lot of his fury,
different,
huh?
Freaking episode. I'm just kidding.
You're texting the edit bay.
Exactly. It's a different. It's different because once they mix in the music is always very important and complements the scene and emphasizes emotion that's in there. People's performances. You read the script, you're filming, but you're not in every scene, so you don't see what a certain actor is going to do with a certain piece of material. So that's always surprising and something really cool with this cast because everybody's so good. It's a completely different experience from like filming it to watching it.
Do you ever purposely not read a script so that you don't know the answer, so that when people ask you what happens, that you can genuinely say, "I don't know"? Because I'm sure people ask you all the time for spoilers, right?
Yeah.
They're like, "What happened? How did he die?" You know, like whatever.
I've never been a spoiler type guy for even when I was younger and would just watch something and people were like, "Yo, did you see that movie? Did you see the new Superman movie?" That's like the new Superman movie, like the old Superman movie.
You know what I mean? Adam West.
Adam West. Actually, that was Christopher. I'm referring to Christopher Reeve.
Oh,
but back then I would never tell anybody what happened. So I've always thought that I have this alter ego, a superhero called No Spoiler Man.
What's his powers?
Yeah.
No spoilers, man.
That's a lame. He just doesn't talk.
I think it's a great power.
No spoilers, man.
But guess what? You have that power. Everybody has that power. You don't have to reveal spoilers.
Some people do not have that power, dude.
Oh,
some
that's true. Wait, are you ever tempted though? In all honesty, when you knew like how Jack died and everything,
I was never tempted because I knew that was going to be amazing. I will say though, we were doing like a I think it was a Paley Center event. Or some event. I think it was Paley Center it was Paley Center, and they had an audience asking us like, who, like, how did Jack die? Did he die this way? And all these people were throwing out answers, and somebody guessed it from the audience.
We do a lot of that on this show.
And this was, like, first season. This was, like, at the end of first season. They were like, does he die in a house fire? And everybody on stage was like, no. But, like, half of us on stage were going, fuck yeah, he does. How did
you know? Hiring, right? Right? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. Hiring is tough. That's why we go to ZipRecruiter, because ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for. It identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. And these invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. And ZipRecruiter doesn't just stop at getting you the quality candidate. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive so you never miss the right match. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly, A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y. That's ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly. ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever used a spoiler to pick up a woman?
No.
Like, hey, you want to know what happens?
He's no spoiler. Spoiler man's weakness.
Yeah, but I'm a gentleman.
Superman's weakness. Thank you, Anthony.
I'm also not a creep.
It might be your creep. It might be your creep tonight.
Hey, you want to know how that Harry Potter ends?
100%. You want to see my muggle?
Let me tell you about Silence of the Lambs. What do you think about that? I wanted to ask, because I saw on your Twitter that, for instance, Dwayne Wade had tweeted that he was going to start watching This Is Us. And I'm assuming you get a lot of celebrity fans.
Yeah, I think so. J-Lo is a huge fan.
Really? I was going to ask, who's the coolest, like...
J-Lo.
Have you gotten to meet her?
Have you gotten to meet her? She's cool as fuck.
No, is she?
Yeah, she's really
I've
cool.
met her once. She's just, first of all, gorgeous. We're from the same part of town as well. But, yeah, she's probably the coolest fan for me because, you know, she's one of my people. So, that's Puerto Rican.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I met some Puerto Ricans in New York.
Yeah. There's a lot of us there. New York is the capital of Puerto Rico.
It is?
The Bronx.
Okay.
There's actually more Puerto Ricans in the Puerto Rican Day Parade than there are on the entire island. And I think that half of them are not Puerto Rican. They're just trying to celebrate.
Parades are a lot of fun.
Parades
like to
are
join
fun.
Parades.
You grab a Puerto Rican flag, now you can march in a parade.
Yeah, for
Remember
sure.
when you were a kid, you always wanted to be in the parade when you would see a parade?
For sure.
How do I get in the parade? Yeah. We'll go to New York and just be Puerto Rican for a day.
Yeah. I don't know flag. If I could passport, though.
Sure you could.
The gay Jew.
They have the Jewish parade, don't they?
No.
What's that thing on Fairfax if you're driving by like Cantor's? What's
Those
that area?
Just Hasidic Jews going to synagogue.
That's not a parade.
It's not a parade.
Oh.
And that's what they really look like. It's not like costumes that they're wearing either.
Oh, yeah.
Although it looks like.
Yeah, one guy seemed like he was in a rodeo or something. Who's the big guy? The bull?
No. Okay, so how do you know J-Lo's a fan?
She tweeted about it a couple of times. Mostly first season, I think she was really actively tweeting about it and talking about it.
Wow.
Now I think she just watches every Tuesday and cries.
Was there anybody that would be super surprising?
That's a fan of our show?
Yeah. Like Dwayne Wade surprised me.
Like Eminem?
That's pretty good. John Mayer's a fan? That's not surprising. He's a softie. He's a sailor.
Yeah.
I love John Mayer.
Yeah.
He's up here a lot.
Is he?
He's at the Comedy Store a lot.
John, maybe is he funny? He's funny. I saw him some acting. He's funny. But does he do comedy?
One night I saw him get on stage. This was probably 2 years ago.
What did he bring a guitar with him?
Oh, yeah. He just did a tour with Dave Chappelle where they were together on stage.
That's right.
Yeah, he does music.
He was opening for Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
But was he? But he's just playing music. He wasn't doing comedy.
Yeah, he was just playing music.
I think he does a little bit of both. I don't know.
Yeah, he kind of wades into the waters a little bit, and when it gets scary, he probably gets his guitar out.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Wait, so it was like, give me one. Like, is the Queen a fan? Or like...
Queen Elizabeth? Meghan Markle is a fan.
Is she?
No way, really?
She is.
How do you know?
I worked with Meghan Markle.
I did too.
On Castle. She guest starred. She played a princess.
No.
No, get out.
She played a Disney princess, though.
But that's still... Same
that's,
thing.
That's freaking serendipitous, isn't it?
Holy crap.
Basically, Castle made her... A princess.
Wow.
I wonder if Prince Harry saw that and was like,
yeah, baby. I just want to make her my wife.
Yeah. I need to cast
as soon as I get
extra.
Back from Afghanistan and hop off this helicopter.
Give me off this.
The Prince of England was a helicopter pilot in a war. That's pretty sick.
Do you think he was a full-time helicopter pilot, or do you think he just kind of piloted occasionally when it was like...
When the cameras were there?
Yeah.
I know.
I think it's full-time.
I think it was legit.
I think he owned that shit.
Do you think he had extra security?
Yeah. Mostly. There were probably like 7 helicopters flying around. Yeah. So if they shoot one down, it's going to be there.
Yeah, like bumper helicopters in case you bumped into one.
I love that Meghan played a princess. That's crazy.
It's wild.
So Hollywood like scripted her future.
Yeah.
So who else was
on it? You're welcome, Meghan.
I worked with Meghan as well.
Would you work with her?
I directed her in her first TV project, which was a TV movie that she had a couple lines in.
Wait, was that before she was hosting that remember the money show with the suitcases?
Dealer No Deal?
This was
Deal
or No first Deal. Acting.
First acting, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember
anything?
Really? Yeah, do you have any stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I just remember genuine, like, I liked her, and we hung out for a bit afterwards.
She had pretty feet?
Pretty feet?
Yeah. Pretty legs?
Wait, what?
I'm going to go whole leg. I'm going to up Mr. Huertas
here. We can see the legs.
Wait.
I can see pictures, but.
Yeah, you don't know what they're like when
John,
you're really
up close by a feet, you have a little feet thing?
I wouldn't say call it a fetish, but
I didn't say fetish.
I like pretty feet.
We can call it a fiasco if you want.
Some people like pretty eyes, pretty lips,
yeah,
pretty ears. I like pretty feet.
Really? Yeah. Genuinely?
Yeah.
What is it? Like I don't
Yeah, what is you just licked your lips even a little? What is it?
That's because they're checked.
He's looking at your feet now, Theo.
No, dude, you do not want to see my feet. I actually was just Googling stuff on the internet. I think something's wrong with my feet.
How to fix feet?
Yeah, I need some caulk, I think.
So, Theo, can I tell you something?
Jesus, I probably don't have a choice but to hear it.
I've been sleeping really, really well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been sleeping very well ever since I got my Lisa mattress.
Ooh.
You know what Lisa mattress is?
I know Lisa's the first girl you've probably been with in a while.
that's the closest I've ever been to anything. It's an innovative direct-to-consumer online mattress brand that is also socially conscious. Yeah. So I feel good when I sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean socially conscious?
Well, it's driven by a mission to provide a better place to sleep for everybody. So Lisa donates one mattress to a shelter for every 10 they sell through their 110 program.
A shelter for what? Humans or what?
Yeah, but humans, yeah. Well,
oh, wow.
Humans need to... Every human should be able to sleep on a mattress, and they make it possible. They've donated over 22,000 mattresses so far.
I believe that.
And they also plant a tree. Every time that a mattress is bought, they plant a tree.
Well, that's whatever, but I think that getting the mattress to somebody is super important. I do know this, that you can find out how they feel. They're at over 80 West Elm stores nationwide. So if you have a West Elm store near you, you can go try out your Lisa mattress. Then you can come back to us and get a discount on one.
You can also go to the Lisa Dream Gallery in Soho, New York City, and Virginia Beach. They're American-made mattress that ships compressed in a box to your door. So you open it up, it pops open, and then you can go to sleep. And now our listeners can try the mattress in their home for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping always.
Wow.
That's right. 100 nights. And if you use our promo code, you're going to get $100 off the mattress right now.
That's it.
Go to lisa.com/allegedly.
Get that.
And use the promo code allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y. And get your Lisa mattress and get a good night's sleep.
What are you sleeping on? What even mattress are you on, dude? You on right now on that freaking Simon Lupsberg mattress? What is that?
I never even heard
of that.
No, I haven't.
You on that Jerry Kakadactyl mattress?
Oh,
get something reliable.
That's what my mom sleeps on.
Get something reliable.
So
go to Lisa, LEESA.com/allegedly and promo code allegedly. $100 off that mattress. Sleep well. What was it, though?
Yeah, what is it?
About the feet?
Yeah.
I mean, you said she had pretty feet.
No, I'm asking whether she had pretty feet.
I mean, I don't remember.
It seems like you...
One, I don't look at feet. Two, she was a girl. I don't look at that either.
I can appreciate... Look, I've seen men with pretty feet. Women.
Really?
Pretty feet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have pretty feet. You know what I'm saying?
What about hoofs? You ever seen some...
I've seen some good hoofs on
Well,
a pig.
I'll say this. We can... we can at least know that she doesn't have manly feet because Matt would have looked at those. So we have to at least know that she probably had decent
feet.
She'd
be the princess of West LA.
Dude, I bet she has soft, light feet. I bet you can't even feel her foot if you have any.
There's no weight to them?
Yeah.
Wait, John, do you look at like, and I'm not trying to be weird or creepy, but like online or whatever, do you look at like celebrities' feet? No, I'm not.
I don't look.
Because there are like wiki feet pages.
Yeah, have you ever Googled a hoof, bro?
No, I haven't done that. I just,
But you got to know what celebrity's feet you like. There's got to be one celebrity's foot that you're like, feet like.
No, because I'm not that. I mean, I just, if I'm going to, yeah, I mean. Meghan Markle.
That's awesome. I want to know who's got them.
I don't like look them up online, but I'm, right. if I'm standing next to somebody, I might glance down and be like, oh.
Cute. You're like, damn.
Cute.
God.
Got a little petty going on. I like the color you've chosen.
Okay. So
you're like Sigourney Weaver got them tarsals.
I prefer not to have like someone like a foot that has a built-in sole, like somebody that just walks around like in a gravel pit barefoot.
You wouldn't like an extra toe. That would probably freak you out.
Well, if it was cute, maybe.
Yeah. Oprah's sure got an extra toe. She's got that little like extra appendage.
That's Stedman.
Like a dew claw? It's like a dew claw?
Yes. I was actually at a birthday party this past weekend, and they were literally put me on the spot, and they were like, if you had to sleep with any woman, who would it be? Mm. And she's the first person that popped up.
Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah. And they were like, what are you talking about?
Not that blonde-haired girl from Game of Thrones?
No. I feel like Oprah would be...
Not any other girl?
Or a girl?
You guys are awful. Oprah.
Wait, so you've never slept with
her? Yeah, we know she is.
No, I've never slept with her.
Not when you were in high school or anything like that?
No. In high school, I didn't sleep with anybody. In college, I barely slept with anybody.
Yeah.
And then after... Well, I'm still barely sleeping with anybody. So nothing's changed.
Something's never changed. But next life, he is... His dance card is booked.
I'm preparing...
Yeah.
I'm learning. I'm getting the moves down now so that in the next life I get it down. But I picked Oprah because I feel like Oprah would just be awesome.
What?
Am I the only person who thinks this? You don't think Oprah would be fun in bed?
No.
She's an old lady.
Yeah.
So fun. No.
Stedman's already in there. But Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren.
Somebody said she's an old lady, but I mean, Helen Mirren, you got it. Come on. She's
hot. Exactly.
Helen Mirren would destroy me, and I would enjoy that.
Yeah. Oprah would be just like, fun, like,
because she would give you a car.
You get afterwards. A BJ. You get a BJ. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Anyway, all right. So,
oh my God, if I have to listen to Matt talk about women anymore, you know it's been a crazy day. John, who do people most get you confused with other celebrities? Because I was thinking about this on the way here.
Denzel Washington.
That's what I was gonna go. Denzel Washington or Bryant Gumbel.
Is Bryant Gumbel a celebrity?
Or that's a good call. That's a good point. Is Bryant Gumbel a celebrity? No. I watched him eat soup once at a restaurant in Arizona, dude. And I watched him eat the whole bowl.
I've gotten, for some reason, I don't even understand why, the Denzel Washington.
I could see that.
You definitely have the swagger.
And look, who is it?
I'll take that as a compliment.
Is it older women? Because it would have to be somebody that has a little bit of a distorted view, you know? Because I can see it.
What?
You saw it, so your view must be...
Deduct the points from this fucker.
Yeah, I'm a fucker.
Sorry. What are you saying?
Well, I don't think this fucker is appropriate.
I haven't even been judging.
Well, now's the time to start.
I'm actually going to give you a point for the Meghan Markle stuff.
Hey.
For what? Nothing.
Listen.
Beck always gets points for nothing.
That's true.
Look, and I just used HelloFresh, and I'll tell you how great it is out of the gate. Look, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. Honestly, we've advertised a bunch of shit on this show, okay?
You can't say that.
And I did. I just said it, dude.
Okay.
But sometimes
Not now.
And sometimes you don't know what's good, and sometimes you don't know what's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried HelloFresh. Dude, they sent me these bags and these boxes of food, and there's real food in them.
Because it's a meal kit delivery service.
Yeah, it's a meal kit delivery service, right? I hear that, and I'm like, well, what does that even mean?
Yes.
But then you get the bag, you crack it open. There's a picture chart in there, shows you exactly how to make a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And a recipe is like a group of foods that taste better when you give them about 10 minutes of your time.
Well, what's great about it is you don't have to be a cook. You don't need to be like a professional chef or anything. Like, I'm a horrible chef.
Yeah, dude.
It's easy directions to follow to create like mushroom flatbread.
Yeah, dude. Well, also, you're interrupting me right now. So HelloFresh, they give it to you. Next thing you know, you're cooking. Mm-hmm. You put on some music. You put on some John Coltrane, some Nelly, some Ariana Grande, and you're fired up. And it literally, every time I did it, I did three meals. Within 35 minutes from start to finish, I had a meal and a leftover. And for a guy like me that's just running around or busy, or if you got a date coming over, mm-hmm. or you got somebody coming over with help out with the plumbing and you can't afford to pay them, bam. Half a meal.
You are a great date. What's great about it is it's convenient. You can choose your delivery day for you when it works best for your schedule. It's delivered right to your door. It's literally cost less. It's like a balanced meal for less than $10, which you go out to eat, it's going to be much more than that.
Yeah, and we got a discount right now for you. And I just used this discount for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. Visit HelloFresh.com and enter the promo code.
Allegedly 30. That's A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y and then the number 30.
So I'm going to tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get three meals. And you're going to be able to split them with whoever or just have a leftover. So if you have a leftover, that's six meals you're going to get, and it's going to come out to be around $30.
It's really something that takes you outside your comfort zone, especially someone like me. It offers a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. There's classic, there's veggie, and there's the family plan, so you can have meat, fish, whatever it is that you want. And you won't spend all your night in the cooking in the kitchen because the recipe's right there and it does it for you. Mm-mm.
And not joking, it was awesome, it was easy, and I'm gonna stick with it. I'm gonna stick with using it because it's freaking dope, dude. I'm making chicken pork. Have you heard of pork?
So go to HelloFresh.com/allegedly30. Anyway, so let's talk about the finale last night, which was, you know, I think it's one of the shows that really still is like kind of appointment event viewing, you know?
Yeah, it's
especially
true.
In the day this point. Day and age where it's like you can watch anything on Netflix or whatever, like on basic cable. I think This Is Us is something that I hear most people say, oh, I got to be home to watch This Is Us tonight.
That's true. Yeah, we are one of the, you know, last shows that people actually make an appointment to view. They want to view it with their loved one because they want to cry together. They want to, and they also want to be able to talk about it the next day with a lot of other people. That's kind of what we, that's what I hear. That's what people tell me. Like, I can't wait to see the episode and then, you know, compare notes to my friends at work or my family or whatever. So I think that, yeah, we are one of the last shows that are appointment viewing. I don't watch any show. I watch our show on Tuesdays every week, and I don't watch any other show like that.
Really?
Yeah, I watch all my show. I, you know, like stream everything.
Yeah, of course.
Binge watch one show at a time.
I kind of do. I do Survivor though. Survivor is the one I'll also go to.
Oh my God, you watch that show?
Yeah.
You watch that?
Yeah.
Do you watch that?
I don't watch that.
Why?
I would never watch that. I went to Jeff Probst was at we went to Neil Patrick Harris's birthday party one time. Jeff Probst is he wanted to play charades on the beach at his birthday.
Wow, of course. Wait, so, Jeff Probst wanted to or Neil?
No,
did?
Jeff Probst was there, and there was an odd number of people. We had to make teams, so Jeff Probst was the referee. So we're on the beach playing charades,
like Survivor,
just like
That's
Survivor.
Great.
And he had that hat. He has that hat.
I don't know what hat you're talking
that, like,
about.
That, like, you know, Australian hat that Jeff Probst wears when it's hot out.
I don't think they should call the show Survivor.
Why?
I think they should call it Camping.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
They're not fucking surviving. Yeah. They got a TV crew right next to them. They can call a helicopter and things get a little
I heard there's a million cliff bars just hanging right outside of
it
view.
It should be called Camping.
Yeah. All right. No people get on Survivor.
People get pissed and leave every time you camp anyway, so it's the same exact
That's
thing
true.
I feel like.
So,
what type of fans do you know? Can you notice from, you know, from certain projects you're on, like the type of fans that then approach you, or does it ever surprise you? Like a certain show will bring in certain types of fans, and with that, what type of fans do you notice actually come up to you physically?
That's a 3-part question.
Yeah.
Sir.
Just pick one of them.
Yeah, it's all. I don't know what I said.
You can answer something else if you want to.
I'm going
to
say that the fans that come up, right now, it's different. It is, so there are different types of fans. So the fans for This Is Us, first of all, most people know me as the older version of Miguel.
Right.
Because I think that's the one that annoys people the most. So I don't get recognized for that because I'm not walking around in that old age makeup. But some people every once in a while do actually say, I thought you were much older. Where's your gray hair?
And Mr. Gumbel, can I have an autograph?
Yeah.
And can I have a bite of that soup?
Yeah. Good point for that. That's pretty funny.
Way less funny than a lot of stuff I've already said.
Sure.
But so, go on, please.
The Castle fan base that I had will be a little more fanatical. The ones that will come up and, like, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be, you have a spoonful of soup and putting it in your mouth, and they'll be like, excuse me, can I get a picture with you?
Yeah.
Can I, let me just put my soup down for a second. Yes, you can get a picture with me.
And what kind of soup would this be?
This is usually a clam chowder is my go-to soup.
I like that.
Yeah. So, and then there's, I still get fans from Generation Kill because so many military guys and Marine Corps guys love that show. And it's always a surprise. It's always weird. I always think that someone's going to say something about Cast or This Is Us. And they go, man, Generation Kill was amazing. And it's usually like some guy who... I was walking down the street on Fairfax around the Hasidic Jews.
Around the parade.
It's either Hasidic Jews or people that pay $5,000 for tennis shoes.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a great call.
And I was going into one of those shoe stores to spend probably $200 on a pair of shoes. Uh-huh. I came out.
Yeah, and it goes back to feet. Yeah. This is crazy. Okay.
And this is, see, we tie everything together.
Wow.
Just like this is us. So I come out of the store and this dude just stops me with his hand. And I think it's like a physical habit that he has. So he stops me with his hand and goes, yay, man, just hold up right there. And I was like, what? And there's this big, big black dude with like a suit on. And he goes, Semper Fi. I wasn't a Marine. He goes, no, but you play one on TV. And he was super like excited to see me.
Oh, that's cool.
Meanwhile, he's like the head of security team. I look around, there's probably five other guys with suits on, and they're the security team for some extravagantly rich Middle Eastern guy who's in one of these shoe stores buying that, probably. Sheikh. Nice pronunciation.
I don't know if it is or not. I guess.
I'll give you a point for that.
Good. Wait a
Arabic.
Second.
Your Arabic is improving.
We don't even know if it's right or wrong.
Thank you, dude. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay.
Oh, shit. That's another one. So the guy stopped. And so he's like this, you know, so he's former military / high profile security guy guarding this dude. But he ended up talking to me for probably 15 minutes. His client could have been killed. But he
if you're
was spending time
that
with Sergeant Aspera.
And then the This Is Us people, is it a lot of moms?
It's everybody. You know what? It's everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah. Castle was a lot of moms and grandmoms.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, This Is Us is everybody from kids to moms to dads.
But I was reading a story too, because people, I think, are almost determined not to like Miguel, right?
Yeah, it's true.
So how do you get over that? I mean, I'm sure fans will say it to your face too, right? Or are they mostly like
some do? They usually say I have a love hate relationship for Miguel, but I love the show. Can I get a picture with you? Is usually what it is.
And you're like, I have a love hate relationship with my fans, so no.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you feel a responsibility in person to then make them like?
Nope.
Huh?
No, I just say great. You know, let's take the picture and get the fuck away from
me. Do people give you suggestions, like story suggestions, when you meet them?
They have not given me any.
Oh, good, because I have a whole. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my goodness.
No, I would imagine people would be like, "Oh, like Miguel should get with whatever or whatever." Speaking of which, this was a question I came up with. So Miguel kind of like slid into her life like via Facebook, right? Do any fans kind of like slide into your DMs?
I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely attempted slide-ins.
That's the name of my autobiography.
But I think with Facebook, you know, that you get like a friend request or a message request. It's not really...
Right. You don't have to see it.
So if it's a request, I know that they're not friends of mine on Facebook, so I don't really always look at those. Or if I do look at a lot of them. But if it's somebody I don't know, I usually don't respond unless it would have to be the most interesting question. And I used to tell people that, like, on Twitter, when you are responding to people, when you send out a tweet or something, like, I'm not going to respond to every single comment because it would take me, that would be my job. Right. But if you say something really clever, really interesting, that's what I want to engage with. So the same with Facebook messages or DMs. If people try to slide a DM, I'm like, is it interesting? Is it clever? But if it's someone trying to hook up, I don't look at that.
You're married.
Yes. Yeah, I'm married.
Yeah, yeah. She has lovely feet, I'm sure.
She has amazing feet.
I knew it.
There's a story behind that, actually.
You mean when...
Do tell.
You ready?
Born and
hopefully I get a couple points for this.
Okay, yeah,
so
please.
I've had an affinity for feet. So when I was single and I would be out, like, I wouldn't even ask a girl for any of her time unless I'd already glanced down and noticed that she has open-toe shoes on and nice feet. So there was a place called the Conga Room on Wilshire Boulevard that I used to go to. And this was, you know, 15, 16, 17 years ago. And I was in there one night and I remember seeing a girl that looked like Linda Carter, like the Linda Carter style with the light eyes, wife? The dark hair.
No, Jimmy Hart. Yeah, Jimmy,
it's his niece. Dark hair, light
it's Wonder
eyes.
Woman.
My bad.
Wonder Woman. OG Wonder Woman.
Adam West.
Adam
country,
West's
huh?
country. Yeah,
we're
yeah.
going.
So
you saw her at the Conga Room. I'm
saw
sorry,
the Conga Room. Dark haired girl, light eyes. Just my stilo. I was like, oh my gosh, she's beautiful. I look down. She's got amazing feet, and she's walking by. And I was on my way somewhere with some guys, and I just leaned over and like said, you have beautiful feet.
Whoa.
And she kept, and she was like, oh, thank you. And she kept walking. And that was it. I never saw her
she
again.
She kept walking
that
on those feet.
So then when my wife and I started dating, probably a year, a couple of years later from that thing, we're hanging out and she's getting to know a lot about me. One of those things being that I love some feet. Mm-hmm. And she, and I complimented, I said, you know, I of course complimented her feet and complimented her everything, her hands, her everything is perfect. Yeah. So I said, you know, I like feet. She goes, oh my God, you know, this reminds me of a story.
No.
I was out one night and this weird dude like leaned in one night and said to me like, oh, I love your feet. And I was like, where was that? She said, Conga Room.
No.
No.
That was me.
Wow.
She went, what? I go, yeah, I actually leaned into a girl who looked just like you and said, you have nice feet.
Now
yeah.
That's a story that should be on This Is Us. Mm-hmm. That's a storyline.
That's yeah. how Miguel and
yes,
Rebecca.
That's what
as soon as they see each other, there's a face, you know, Facebook, a couple of messages,
a
they see each other.
Feet pictures.
Miguel looks down like, oh my God, your feet look amazing.
Dang.
Wow, what a story. That's crazy.
That is crazy, man. I know some people.
Yeah.
I know some people whose car got stolen in New Orleans, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. A year later or 2 years later, they're out for their anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
They come out of a restaurant. Their car is right there parked on the side of the street, right? The lady still had a spare key in her purse. Mm-hmm. They got into the car and left in it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it had already been paid off by insurance, whatever. They just turned it over to the police, but it's... I thought you
were
going to
say that they were going to catch an Uber and the Uber driver pulled up in their stolen car.
Oh.
That's so much
another
better.
Story
that's
line.
A movie.
This is Uber.
That's
let's write
good.
That.
This is Uber. My last question on the feet front.
Yeah, sure. It's
but
the last
one. This, if there was one celebrity's feet that you could see in person, whose would it be? Like...
And it can't be Courtney Love's.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
Of course not.
Like, I'd probably go with Tom Hardy.
Let him answer.
Oh, sorry. I can't ask questions that I went again.
Rachel McAdams.
Really?
Oh, my God. I want them. Yeah. Sorry.
Let him talk.
That was Theo, by the way. That wasn't me, guys.
That was not me. He just leaned into me and said that.
You heard that accent. It wasn't me.
All right, Rachel McAdams. All right.
Wow, Rachel McAdams, that is a good choice.
That's a great
huh?
choice. How about you?
I don't. Well, we saw Gina Davis's feet. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of thumbs.
They were probably long and they had to support all that hike.
I mean, a lot of hitchhiking going on down there.
Oh, man.
She had open-toed shoes on in a restaurant.
I know. Okay.
But whose feet would I see? Ooh, I know who it would be. It would be the blonde-haired chick from Friday Night Lights. And I hate to call her the blonde-haired chick, but I have to describe her in some way. She was a female being.
So what, was she a regular on the show?
On the show or
yes.
in the movie?
You don't know her name?
She was a regular. I don't know her name.
On the show.
I saw her one night at the at that little, if you go right down, La Cienega, that little
outside her apartment.
It's like where there's like a bar, like a little bar right in there or something. It's like it's in like the or Sierra Vista, one of those right down that hill, right down from the Comedy Store. It's like yes, right down there. It's like a fancy hotel that's there,
like a lot of like Sunset Marquee.
Yeah. Sunset Marquee.
Yeah,
that's where Jay Davis used to
the
work.
Bar. Was it really? That's
yeah.
the place.
Yeah, that's
oh
the place.
My God, bro! Your whole life is This Is Us.
Yeah,
everything comes full circle for you. Do you realize that?
That's crazy. I know. It's just like I'm a walking television show.
Wow.
That's crazy, man. It really is.
You brought up the makeup. What's it like putting on that makeup all the time? Does it suck?
It doesn't. I don't mind getting it put on. I don't mind wearing it. It takes about 3.5 hours to get on.
Oh, what do you do during those 3.5 hours?
Sometimes I'm reading my iPad. Sometimes I'm sleeping. Sometimes they have to do this thing called stretch and stipple. So you have to continuously move around while they stretch your skin, dab this chemical on you, and the chemical dries, but then they take a blow dryer, and I'm actually participating a little bit now because one guy stretches, the other guy stipples it on there, and I take the blow dryers on my lap as soon as I know they're done, and I blow it.
Mm.
Wow.
Interesting.
I mean, it sounds comfortable.
And what are your feet doing during this?
Someone's massaging them. So I blow dry the thing, and then my skin wrinkles up.
Wow.
So they do that, and then they apply prosthetics and stuff too. So I don't really, you know.
You can genuinely fall asleep when someone's doing that for you?
Some of the stuff. Wow. It depends on how early I'm up too.
Yeah, yeah.
But I fall asleep, and then but wearing it's not too bad for me. I know Mandy starts to get a little irritated. Her skin gets a little irritated before mine, and then I hate getting it taken off. It takes about, if I let them take it off at the speed they want to take off, it would take like an hour.
Because you're done with your day. You just want to be out.
I want to go. And it's also the process of getting it off is messy, and they sometimes are scrubbing and it can make the skin raw. And so, but I want, like, let's get out of here. Like, let's get it off. So I usually can push it to about 30 minutes where it takes, but I'm there an extra 30 minutes. I'm ready to get out of there.
Let's get it off.
Let's get it on.
How old is Logan?
I had another question, actually.
No, I want to find out how old Logan is first.
Interesting. Logan is 17.
Oh.
Why don't you keep asking, Matt?
Almost, Matt.
Keep asking.
I don't have a follow-up for that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Read what you have written there, buddy.
Wow.
Nope.
Me too. Time's up, guy.
Get ask your question.
Yeah. Whenever you say, do you feel it ever like, you know, it'd be kind of a, do you feel sometimes like you're bummed that you have this older age on that people can't see that you're like an attractive, like, does that kind of bum you out ever?
Let me give you a point for saying that. Oh. He said I was attractive.
I mean, I have an ego. At a certain point for me, that might make me feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, no, actually, because the old Miguel is my version of working on Star Trek, which was a dream of mine, to be on Star Trek wearing special effects makeup. I wanted to play a Klingon so bad.
And here you almost got to do what you wanted to do,
but it's an old man. And it also allows me to kind of play a character instead of just playing myself. It's a character. I actually have to do something different to be old Miguel than young Miguel or than me, John. So yeah, I like it. I don't mind, because you know, we do have the younger version of Miguel that we see every once in a while, and he's going to be like, you know, kind of between young and old when him and Mandy or him and Rebecca are falling.
So are we going? So next season is we going to see a lot more of that?
Yeah, next season we're supposed to open up that can.
Have you shot it?
No.
So do you have no idea as far as specific scripts or anything yet?
Nothing yet, no.
Do you have input? Like,
I hope
could you
so.
Go up to them and say, like...
Last season, we talked a little bit about some things, and I gave... there was one idea that I had that Elizabeth, one of our showrunners, loved, Elizabeth Aptinger, and then Elizabeth Bergen.
You just got fired?
I did. because it's Isaac Aptinger and Elizabeth Bergen, they're a writing team in our show. Uh-huh. So they're just one and the same for me.
You're rehired.
Except one's a guy, one's a girl. But yeah, I gave an idea that.
What was the idea that made it?
I can't tell you that.
Why?
Because if it happens, then that's a spoiler.
But what if it doesn't happen?
My name is no spoiler, man.
It hasn't happened yet.
That's true.
So it's not something that we've already seen.
No, it hasn't. You haven't seen it.
Oh, but did it make it? Or will it make it?
I don't know. I'm hoping.
You don't know. Wow.
So that's the only input I've had so far. And this year, I'd like to have a meeting and sit down and say, hey, can we do this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we'll see.
Has anybody ever get confused and they think it's this is U.S., like this is United States?
I have not heard anybody say that.
I think it's a good question.
So you do.
It was an interesting
That's
question.
That's good.
Do you see yourself, like, if it was a cartoon that you could do, what do you think it would be? Have you ever thought about that? Like, that would be
Big Mouth.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That show is so friggin' good. Did you guys watch it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
First season? You've seen it?
Yeah.
You didn't
it's
watch
great.
It?
Great. You would love it.
I'm thinking about the guy from Fat Albert. Who's that?
Nick Kroll. No, Nick Kroll.
Oh, Nick Kroll. No, I haven't seen that. He does have a funny face.
Yeah. And it's even funnier because he plays, there's a Nick in the show, and that's Nick Kroll, and his face is even funnier.
Hilarious. Like,
the extreme version of his face. And it's funny because it's him and his, all of his friends in middle school going through puberty.
Wow.
And it's just crass and awesome.
It's a great show.
Puberty was crazy. I remember one time my buddy showed up. His one of his arms was a little bit longer than the other one. Like somebody's neck would be really long. Somebody would look like a dinosaur. Remember puberty?
Oh, I do. I told somebody a story yesterday about puberty.
Because
we were talking about Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
And I said, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed more now in my life than I ever have been in any other time in my life. I'm embarrassed that he's our president. And I'm even more embarrassed than when I got my first erection.
Yeah.
At 8 years old in Catholic school while going to the bathroom, standing next to the most popular kid in the school, a kid who in eighth grade already looked like Robert Redford.
Ooh.
I was standing next to him.
I don't know how to feel about this, right?
Exactly. I was standing next to him. I popped wood. Mm-hmm. Didn't know what was happening.
That's nature.
Still had to pee. and we're in urinals. So I started peeing. And, you know, when you get an erection, things are usually vertical instead of horizontal. Mm. So I peed right in my face.
This is us, dude.
All over my face.
You did?
Yeah. And David, and David, I'm not going to say his last name, but David was standing next to me and just, I mean, laughed harder than I've ever heard anybody laugh. And he's the most popular kid in school. What did he do? He ran right out of the bathroom and told everybody.
Oh, David, you dick.
I peed all over my face.
And did your face look like you'd peed on it when you came out, or did you dry it off?
Oh, I dried it off and washed it. And I was, you know... It was nasty.
This obviously left an imprint.
It's because it was the most embarrassing thing that had ever happened to me.
Let's go.
Until Donald Trump became president.
I see.
Yeah, I can maybe
Trump
see.
Trump trumped my most embarrassing thing.
So wait, I've never seen that. We had this kid that used to come in when you were at the urinal. And this older, he'd been in school for a long time. And at a certain point, they just let you like be a janitor at our school. And he would pee over you into the urinal. This kid, Mr. Larry. He would pee over you into the urinal.
I don't know what that means. Why were you?
What do you mean? I'll give you every element of the story.
Why were you in between him and the urinal to begin with?
I was peeing. He would come behind you and piss over you. That was his trick.
That's sexual assault.
You peed in your own face in front of someone.
That was sexual assault.
Okay.
No, I want to dive into your story.
There was a kid that used to in high school. I'm getting more peeing, obviously. I don't know how we're on the subject.
Well, we're still safer than whatever Matt asked about that young boy. So. We're all
this
okay.
This kid, you'd be after
you
football practice, you'd be like washing your hair in your face with soap, and it was before they had like real like tons of gentle soap.
Mm-hmm.
And he would turn off the water to your shower. The water would stay on. You'd be soaping up, and he would get behind you and just pee on you.
Oh, that's crazy.
And all the other kids would be laughing and not stopping, and you'd be the kid that he peed on that day.
It's very French.
And one day he would always wait for everyone to leave, then he would finally take his shower. So one day we all left, he went in to take his shower, we all came back.
Yeah.
Turned off his water. And all of us just started peeing.
That's America.
That's America, right?
And that's
that
America.
Didn't
and that's how Trump got an office.
There
right
you
now.
Go.
So it's full circle.
Wait, was it a badge of honor to get peed on by this guy, or was it like...
No, it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
But you got him.
And we got him.
So I want to dive into the psychology between your 8-year-old erection.
That's one of the best stories I've ever heard told on here, first of all.
It's good. 8-year-old erection next to David. Did you
weird, Matt.
Did you think that maybe there was something sexual then? You were in a with another guy?
No.
You never, that
just,
didn't concern
you. It was just your body is starting to show you things.
Body thing.
Your body's a wonderland.
Seen before. Yeah, your body is tapping you on the shoulder saying, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at this part of me.
Dude, I remember this dude would always show us his penis at school, this dude, when it would get erect. He didn't know what was going on. Nobody told him. He would just show everybody.
Like in class?
Yeah, it was like he had a staph infection in his penis. Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
He would just show it to people.
Yeah, he'd be like, whoa.
His
people
name
would
was
like
Shmio. Shmio Schmon.
No. And people would be like, dude, chill out, bro. It's just a bug bite.
I've got a fan question. Is it exhausting shooting the show when you're sad and kind of all uneasy for some of the time? And how do you come down from that?
You know what? It's not exhausting for me because if there's a sad scene, like, you know, when Rebecca tells Miguel about Jack dying, you know, there's a moment where I've got to be emotional, and I think back to something in my life that would be as heart-wrenching as that.
Mm.
And I say it, I use it to shoot the scene. But for me, which is different from some of the other actors in their process, I can get there pretty fast thinking about something, where some people have to kind of prep.
Yeah.
So you have to let that person have their space, because that's their process, and that can be sad and lonely because, you know, you two could be the only one on set, and you gotta, you know, that person's not talking to you because they're trying to stay in that space. But then I've seen people like Mandy, as soon as we're done shooting, it just, she wipes it away and it's now time to laugh and have fun you just be normal, because I'm sure it can be exhausting for certain actors, but for me it's not, because I just go in and out of it. Well, I don't know if I'm that, which might mean I'm not that good.
maybe
shit doesn't look real, but it would drive me a little insane to be kind of in that space for more than a short period of time.
Have you ever gone back to that 8-year-old in the bathroom erection story when you were acting to bring
to
back those
like
feelings?
no.
Please do it this season.
That's something I tried to compartmentalize deep inside. I shouldn't even have brought this story up.
Nah, we needed that story today.
Now I'm starting to taste something salty, and my eyes are starting to burn.
Oh, no. No, I can
sense
tell you.
Memory.
That's
some of the horrible shit
iodine,
that happened to me.
Isn't it? What is it?
No, that's feeling. That's emotion. That's catharsis.
No, it's...
That's good.
What's
David
urine?
Do now?
Iodine?
I don't even know what David does now.
Exactly.
All those kids.
Yeah, where is David?
All those kids that were like...
Mr. Hasselhoff, what is he
doing? He's probably working at Studs at the water show.
Wait, no, you're talking about the pier.
Oh, my bad. Are you talking about somebody else?
Yes, I'm talking about the guy next to him in the urinal.
Yeah, me too.
No, the pier did it on the shower.
Oh,
peed on him. He
I
peed
see.
On himself next to David in the urinal. Get your fucking pee stories right.
Yeah, in that part of the story, I was the pier.
Yeah.
Yeah. The P.E. or the peer.
When he started laughing, I should have started shooting on him, just peeing all over him. Laughing, me, David.
Duchovny.
We actually have David here now, actually. We want to bring David in.
So I meant to ask this along with the question before. Are we going to see more of Miguel's family backstory? Because everybody just wants to know about his family.
I want to know what happened to those kids he was supposedly a father of.
Yes.
And it never show up. I hope so. I'm hoping that next season, while we learn maybe why they might not be in his life as much as they are. Hopefully we learn why they weren't at the wedding. I would imagine that if he and Jack were best friends, and he, Shelley, Jack and Rebecca were, you know, kind of that group of friends, that when they all started having kids, the kids would probably be, playing together, friends.
They know each other.
So it'd be interesting to know why the kids weren't at the wedding, why they're not around. But I haven't really gotten any hints as why there might be a relationship. But the writers, like, I've literally been on set, and the writers have come up to me, one of the writers or two of the writers, and they'll say, where's Miguel's kids? I don't fucking know. You're the writer.
They're trying to trick answers.
Write
out of you.
That shit.
Do the writers and the producers, do they trust the cast members to keep secrets? Or you probably have to.
I don't think they 100%. No, they don't 100% trust anybody.
I can imagine.
They won't give actor scripts anymore. Like the early version of the script.
Really?
The script that like the department heads have to, prep
uses
for the episode.
Basis.
Yeah. They don't even give those scripts to the department heads of the hair and makeup department anymore, because there are certain actors that would even try to like steal or check those scripts out and read them. And then I think they get worried that someone's going to find out something. Like, we had to, I think the trailer for the season finale where we see Jack as an old man, uh-huh, who was in the promo. I think they did that because, on set the day that he was there, and doing that scene, someone took a picture of him and posted it. So I think they had to do the promo so that people...
We had to include it to
show exactly.
That.
Originally, I think it was going to be a big surprise. Like, they didn't want anybody to know.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but they send us like an email every once in a while. Hey, remember, don't talk about this, and this in your social media.
What about is there a guest star or something you think might be looming in the future? Do you hear any rumors?
Oh, that's true.
Do you
that's
see anybody
question.
Milling around set that you could see popping up next year? Maybe, I don't know, someone?
No, but we've had some cool directors. We've had, like, Helen Hunt directed an episode. Joanna Stein?
No.
From Growing Pains, the mom from
Kearns. Joanna
Kearns. Yeah, Joanna Kearns.
Kearns. Really?
Joanna Kearns has directed a couple of episodes.
Whoa, Maggie Seaver?
Maggie Seaver.
Wow,
hot
was that cool?
Too.
And people love her, so she'll be back directing.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Was she hot?
Yeah.
She was kind of hot. What? You didn't think she was hot?
She was hotter than, like, here's the thing, as long as she was hotter than, like, your own mom, then it counted.
As long as she was,
you know?
That's all it took?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Oh, yeah. Maggie Seaver.
Yeah, Maggie Seaver.
And Helen Hunt. That's interesting. Two, like, sitcom, like, wow.
Oh, yeah. And then also Regina King.
Oh, yeah. We love Regina.
Yeah, Regina King directed an episode. She's going to be back, I know, directing. Wow. If she's not too busy, she's busy directing, acting.
I would fit in perfectly everything. With that group if you need someone to direct.
Really? Right,
come on,
yeah, don't you think?
I don't know.
No?
Are you more drama, comedy, dramedy?
Comedy.
Complainer, kind of. Is that our department?
That's the Jewish part.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about some of your early works, such as Moesha and Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Moesha.
Remember that was in the credit or in the opening titles.
Oh, of
at
Moesha?
The end of it, they would say at the end, Moesha.
Yeah.
I actually worked with the cat one time from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I hated that cat.
They had a cat, and I actually worked with it one time. True story.
For what?
We were just doing some scene, and they had this cat in it.
So you were on Sabrina?
Yeah. No, I wasn't on that. I was on a different show, and they're like, oh, this cat was...
I think they just told you the cat was the cat.
No, this lady knew. She had like seven aunts that were like a, you know, had done like a... Like a picnic in a movie.
So you didn't work with like the puppet cat. You worked with the real cat that would jump off the table.
Yes.
When you needed the cat to jump.
The actual cat.
The actual cat. The real cat.
Human. Yeah.
I didn't mind that. I liked that cat because you know what? That was a cat.
Yeah.
But you hated the puppet cat.
The puppet is a puppet.
Why?
Is it the worst puppet you've ever had to work with?
It was not. It was not. Like Jim Henson. Like, get a puppet from Jim Henson. Yeah. Not the high school kid down from Hollywood High. Like, hey, can you make us a puppet in your theater department?
Well, they just announced they're rebooting it.
And that one's going to be awesome because it's taking a darker turn, I think.
Well, and then they need to step up their cat game, right?
They need to step up the cat
game. They probably will. But.
It's like Sabrina the 30-year-old single witch.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, would be good, huh?
That would be awesome.
That'd be a good, like, parody video on YouTube or somewhere, Vimeo. Let's do that.
I like that idea.
I like that idea too.
I'm working with John Hurt.
I want to direct it. Yeah.
Oh, direct it.
Yeah.
You can play.
We can be in it.
You can play Harvey.
Yeah.
And I'll just play my character.
Perfect.
And we'll go from there.
And I'll be the cat.
Who wants to play Sabrina?
Yeah, right. Hey. Oh, you know who could be Sabrina? Anne Hesch.
Yeah, we just had Anne Hesch in here.
She'd be great, but you know who'd be better? Rachel McAdams. Yeah.
Why is Sabrina not wearing any shoes in any scene? We'd have to take the teenage part out of it, though.
No, as we say, a 31-year-old single completely. Mother.
Well, yeah.
Sabrina, a 31-year-old single mother.
Yeah, we'd have to... yeah, we could pull it off. Who else would be good to play the...
Sabrina? Helen Mirren can play one of her aunts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oprah.
No.
No? You don't want to bring it back to Oprah?
That's just like hiring Idris Elba as James Bond. You're trying to change...
There you go.
Yeah.
What's the craziest conspiracy theory you've heard about the show?
About this us?
Yeah. Like that so-and-so is actually so-and-so or related to so-and-so or something like that?
I've never heard any of that.
Really?
Stuff. Yeah. Have you heard of conspiracy?
I looked online. Yeah,
there's a bunch of conspiracy
theories?
Yeah,
there's stuff on that. I mean, and I would assume that fans, especially with stories that are like... You know, play with time and you're not really exactly sure what it is. I would assume people come up with their own.
You know what? The craziest conspiracy theory was that Miguel killed Jack.
Right.
Craziest.
That's pretty.
Because people have actually asked me that. Did Miguel kill Jack? I would always say, yeah.
Wow.
He did.
Wow. Batman's back.
Yeah.
I'm Batman.
All right, so
what else?
Those are my questions, man. I'm good.
Yes, you went through a whole list of questions.
I
prepared.
My
you know what?
You guys are perverts.
Taryn has some questions.
Let's get these. Taryn has good questions too.
You didn't even prepare. You didn't even bring a notebook.
Miguel was always trying to.
For me, that's the biggest thing.
I'm forgetful. We have a fan in here, Taryn, who is a huge fan of the show. She gave me some questions to ask. Miguel is always trying to please Rebecca and make sure she is okay. How are his needs met by her?
I'm glad you noticed that. Thank you.
Wow.
And the second part of the question is, that's a dirty answer.
I don't know. What kind of sex do Miguel and Rebecca have?
That's funny. So Mandy and I on set are always talking about Miguel and Rebecca's sex.
Like their sex life.
Like it's just crazy.
Wow.
Like it's just like that's what they love about each other.
Like they have a wild.
Yeah. So since we don't explore it on camera too much about what how Rebecca meets Miguel's needs, I mean that's my only reference is what Mandy and I say.
Oh,
as jokes. So it becomes real. You're an actor. You absorb things.
Wait, are we talking like whips and chains? Like,
No. Just you know, very romantic, multiple experiences.
Wow. Are they swingers, you think?
No, I don't
know. No.
This is all of us.
This is all of us. I was going to say, maybe in the 70s they did a key party thing, but nah, I don't think so.
Oh.
Remember key parties were big in the
70s. Did you ever go to a key party?
No,
you were young.
6 years old. Okay, you just won up your other Miguel. Question about the boy.
Has Miguel felt like a consolation prize knowing that Jack is perfect in the eyes of his wife and children? And does he feel like he has to overcompensate to be part of the Pearson family?
I feel like he does feel like he needs to overcompensate to be part of the Pearson family, but I don't feel like he thinks he's a consolation prize. You know, Miguel was in love with the idea of their relationship because it was the perfect relationship. Even with the trials and tribulations that they were going through as a couple, they always overcame it in a very, very, just a profound way. So I think he knows about that. So he feels like this is a new chapter in both of their lives. They had to fall in love for their own reasons. So I don't think that that she's settled for Miguel, and I don't think Rebecca's that type of person that would just settle for anybody. She would definitely make a very wise decision on who she's going to bring into her life and into this family that's experienced so much together.
Do you feel like you're giving that explanation a lot with people asking about Miguel?
No, it's the first time. I just came off the cuff.
Oh, really? That's good.
All that science I just dropped off the cuff.
Wow, damn.
Do you believe in polygamy or not?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. No, I don't really believe in polygamy as much as polyamorous relationships. So polygamy would be cool. I mean, if my wife was cool, I can have another wife. Not necessarily, not for sex or anything like that. Just like if the other wife would do some of the things that my wife has to do, then me and my wife can have more sex.
Right. That's a great pitch.
You know what I mean? Formula. It's like, not really. I'm not attracted to her or anything, Nicole, but look, she's really good with her hands. She can fix a lot of things. I've got all the tools. Then I won't have to be fixing stuff. She can fix I can watch my tools in action because I love them so much.
Right, of course.
But from afar.
Yeah. Is your wife in the business?
No.
What does she think of this? Like you being on this juggernaut show and fans and everything.
She loves it. She's a huge fan of the show. Huge.
Oh,
she
loves the show.
So she loves it. I'm on it. Like, I think.
Like, really? Does she really? Or
loves that I'm on it?
No. Loves that the show. Or she's just really, telling you this.
No, she really loves the show.
If she didn't like the show, would she tell you?
She gets mad if we don't watch the show on Tuesday night. Hmm. Like last night, I'm doing a benefit thing tomorrow night where I'm singing. So I had rehearsal last night, so that's why we didn't get to watch the finale.
Oh.
But I know that I read the script and I was there. And I shadowed the director for the whole episode, so saw everything shot. So I'm like, I didn't rush last night to see it. I didn't stay up to see it. And this morning she was like, we didn't watch this last night. Like it was almost the beginning of a fight. Like we didn't watch. We should watch it. Well, we can watch it tonight. I'm not gonna be here tonight. So she's a huge fan. If she misses it, she's angry about it.
Would she tell you if she didn't like it?
She would tell me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's been other stuff I've done.
She's like, nah, not so
didn't
much.
Care for it.
Wow, that's cool.
Maybe you shouldn't have done that.
Taryn, do you have any other questions you want to ask up in here? Here. No, these are the only ones that I see as pure questions.
Yeah. What is everything else?
What's up?
There's a lot of, but there's a lot of
There's a lot of stuff that we're actually going to turn over to the law.
Yeah, what is all of that? If there was only
there's
those
underlined
two
words. These are articles that I'm maybe supposed to dissect and continue the conversation of.
Yeah, one of those is a job application, I believe, as well.
We'll talk after.
There you go.
Taryn did homework before she came. She wrote an essay.
Kate at wedding dance, sort of like Miguel danced with a father-daughter.
Oh, at the finale, I saw you danced with Kate.
Yeah,
at the finale, it was like sort of like a father-daughter dance.
It kind of was a father-daughter dance, finally, but it was also, I think, Miguel being like, you know, before that he said, "I'd rather just be a tree and be invisible, so that I don't mess up or cause any friction or tension during the wedding." But then, and so he, you know, he's off by himself. He lets Rebecca, do her thing, and I think it was one of those moments where it wasn't even about the father making the bride feel good about, having family and giving her away. It was more about her saying, you're a part of the family. I want you to celebrate this with us. And I think that was the moment that the father-daughter dance was kind of signifying.
I forgot that you were a singer. Yeah.
Yeah, I play around a little bit.
Yeah, dude.
Did you ever release an album or consider it?
I did. I released an album. It was called Grown and Sexy Music.
Ooh.
That's the name of the album. And I have a bunch of songs on there that are,
Can people still get it? Can we still get it?
Yeah, it's on iTunes.
Nice.
What are you, is it like music to make love to? Is that what you
Some
mean?
Of it is. Yeah, some of it is.
So like
my first single, which wasn't on that album, was just a single I released, is actually, it's a song called Sex is the Word. It was like my play on Grease is the Word. Instead of Grease is the word, from the movie Grease, it's Sex is the word.
Sex is the word.
What would Rebecca and Miguel be doing if that was playing?
I'm sure you can imagine.
I want details.
She definitely wouldn't have any shoes or socks on.
Ooh.
So they could be anywhere then with you.
That's great. All right, well, I got my questions.
I'm getting ready for this round because it looks like we're honestly... Oh, I'm...
You're up by one.
I'm up by 1 point.
Yeah, okay.
So how do we...
We do a final, like, mini competition based on something that we've talked about or something that you choose or recommend or something that we've come up with. Okay. Anybody have any thoughts? I was thinking maybe we could each audition to play the cat on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Okay.
And then
I can do that.
Can, pick
the, I'll pick the winner.
Pick the winner.
All right, so you guys are going to audition to play the cat on the new reboot of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
What's the cat's name?
This is not
What's the cat's name?
I think it's Gustar. Is it Gustan?
Don't know. Do you know?
I don't remember. Salem.
It's Salem, yeah.
Yes, Salem.
It's not Gustan at
Salem.
All.
Well, Gaston. Whatever. Gaston is who I was thinking of.
Gaston.
Okay, we like this?
Salem.
So this is an audition for the new reboot of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. It is not a sitcom. This is the reboot's not a sitcom, guys.
I didn't know that. It's gonna be a dark, much darker version.
On it? I would love to be
on it. Yeah. Okay. But hear that, Sabrina people? Playing the same role?
Or his dad.
Ah.
No.
Because Sabrina's gonna be a teenager again.
Yeah,
so
true.
I couldn't play because I was a teenager in high school.
Right.
You could do it.
Yeah, you could do it with your Brian Gumbel look.
My Brian Gumbel, supple skin.
That young Brian Gumbel.
Stippled skin.
I could play Brad's dad.
There you go.
Brad's young dad, his stepdad that's super young.
Who looks like Denzel.
Yeah.
Has a sexy voice.
Like, dang. Brad's dead, huh? Saved that plane when it was crashing.
You didn't get the job. That was an audition.
Was that the cat?
Wasn't the cat. All right, let's do our cats.
All right,
let's do the cats.
Who's first?
Who's going first?
Theo's going
because
first.
Because he's up in points, Theo's going to go first.
And the cat is, and it's a dark mystery, you said?
Well.
It's a dark mystery. Yeah, it's a dark mystery. Okay. It's not a comedy.
Oh, so they're like Riverdaling it, huh?
They're Riverdaling it. They are absolutely Riverdaling it. And she is from that same world. Sabrina comes from the Riverdale world.
Yeah, right.
Originally.
Right.
Whenever you're ready, Theo, I want you to embrace Salem and go. And action.
I am a cat.
You can see
and
it.
I've been out of work for 20 years, waiting for a reboot.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Theo, for that.
It wasn't funny.
That's good. No, that's good.
Matt, thank you, sir.
It wasn't a comedy.
Thank you, bro. It wasn't funny, Matt. Matt's an asshole who flirts with children via celebrity.
Stop that. What? That's horrible. What? That's a terrible thing to say.
I agree.
I asked how old he was.
Mm-hmm.
I did not say anything after that.
Yeah, you asked for no apparent reason.
I'm casting him and I'm casting something
casting
and I need.
You're casting
a
net. Is what you're casting, brother.
Oh,
just put the cat in the air, okay? Put the cat in the air.
All right. Here's my cat. My cat's going to be different.
All right, Matt, this is your audition for Salem for the reboot of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. 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 Meow.
That's Fran Drescher. Okay?
It's a weird competition.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't
You guys, thank you for coming in and auditioning. We will contact your representatives, and if you guys are going to go further.
Contact my state representative, because I don't want cats like that in my neighborhood, sir.
Contact the pound. You got to put that cat to out.
That, just let you guys, that was a disqualifying round.
Oh, I thought they were
neither one of you guys get points for that.
Because
Matt, forgot that it was not a comedy.
No, I'm trying to bring a little lightness to it.
And
I think that
you,
my cat was very gay, actually.
Theo,
it was a gay cat.
You, Theo. that's the Spanish pronunciation.
Yeah,
Theo is
cats don't talk.
You said, yeah. Well, in this world, They might.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the first thing you said, it was a great, a decent improv, but the first thing you said is, I'm a cat.
Yeah.
I know you're a fucking cat. That's what you're here to audition for. I don't want to be told that you're a cat.
Fuck, my bad, man.
So let's move on to another round, because I want somebody to get a point. What is the next thing?
I don't know. I gave my suggestion.
Theo, I want you to come up with a suggestion for the next round on how someone can earn a point.
Okay, here's what I say we do then. I say we do...
Taking too long. Here, I got you.
Okay, yes. Ready?
Thank you.
I want each one of you to give me your...
To show us your feet.
Show me your feet. Your best impression of Milo Ventimiglia.
Ooh.
Who plays Jack from...
We just met him a little.
Oh, I thought it was... I thought it was that gay guy that got all angry during the elections. No.
That's like...
Milo. That's Milo
Yiannopoulos or something like that.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you guys do resemble...
I could do him.
yeah. But no, I want you guys to do that. I'm trying to keep it on topic.
Okay. Milo Ventimiglia.
Milo Ventimiglia.
You got it.
You went first last time.
Okay.
We're going to let Matt go first this time.
I'm putting out my mustache here.
I can see that.
Well, other people can't see it.
Yeah, he's putting two fingers above his lip.
Either he's making sure his fingers don't smell.
Yeah, what are you doing, guy?
Or he's wearing a fake mustache.
Well, Jack does.
Act or leave the auditioning studio.
Rebecca. Oh, okay. Rebecca, I love you. I'm going to die in a house fire. The end.
Not bad.
Rebecca.
All right.
No, that's not fair. He's doing the mustache gag.
I had planned to do it.
All right, Theo, your turn. Go ahead.
Rebecca, I think I left the oven on.
Thank you, guys. That one goes to Matt.
Yay!
Bullshit.
His voice is
the crock pot.
His voice was a little closer to
Rebecca.
A crock pot is a little oven, you idiot. Rebecca.
That's true. It's not
a bowl oven.
Do you own one of those crock pot things now? Have you
I
seen?
I had one already.
But no, then, not a crock pot, but they have the things that they have his face on it now.
Oh, what is that?
I don't know. Like crock pot was actually getting like people were going to them.
Yeah,
and
crock pot sent me a new crock pot.
Oh, they did? Because they genuinely did?
Yeah, because I think people started buying the shit out of crock pots after that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And they have some crock pots that actually have Jack's face on it. Oh, says, like, God. Be careful, you know, or
That's
something
crazy.
Along those lines. That's crazy.
That's cool. Wow.
But yeah, your voice was closer to his.
Yeah.
I let you have that one.
A lot of fans are going to disagree with that, but I support your decision. You're the judge, and we're very happy to have you here today, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for coming in.
It's a tie, though. It's a tie. You guys are on even.
We can't leave it as a tie.
We can't leave it as a tie?
No, you just...
Oh, I thought that it was a draw.
No.
So I have a pick? Oh, I'd rather you guys have another comp. Some kind of competition. Is it... What is it?
I genuinely think we should throw our foot onto the table.
Or actually, how about...
I'll put my foot out here.
How about... Knock knock joke off.
Okay.
One, you each get a knock knock joke.
Okay.
You're both comedians, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
Matt, yes. I think you made me laugh. When was that? In September
2015.
Okay, hold on.
You each get a knock knock joke.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows a knock.
Yeah.
Or it's either, you pick it, either it's a knock knock joke or it's a mama snap.
Okay.
So your mama. Is or it's a knock knock joke.
Ooh,
but
I like
it's got
this.
But you can't. It's going to be either one of those. You guys got to pick the category. Is it knock knock or mama snap?
I'll let Matt pick the category.
Let me see if I can. Knock knock. Let's do knock knock. Okay. I like knock knock.
All right.
Okay.
You got one, Matt?
Hold on.
And are you guys going to direct the knock knock to me or to each other? I think you should direct it to me.
Okay.
Wait, no, I know it.
Oh, jeez, you're not looking too good.
No, I have it.
All right.
I got one.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A kid with ADD.
A kid with ADD who?
Oh, let's go fly a fucking kite.
Ooh, and you scared everybody a little. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. That was very good.
Wow. Crazy to know that's my friend. Really. Okay. Mine has a setting. Mine takes place at William's funeral. Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not William.
Not William who?
That's it.
Oh. Wow, that's kind of...
It's morose.
You're the comedian.
That was morose.
Very morose. So they're both pretty bad.
Who's William?
Shit.
Huh?
Who's William?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It's a theme, you delinquent.
I'm going to have to judge between those.
These are fucking horrible. But you scared him, though. You saw his eyes flare up?
Yeah, that's,
well, that's kids scary. With ADD can be scary.
No, they're regular kids, man.
Let's go fly a kite.
I think they deserve a future.
I think Matt got that one.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh. This is treason. That's all I'm saying.
You guys, maybe you should have went for the mama snap.
You know what a mama snap is.
I don't know.
Snap?
No, of course I know what a mama snap is. Like your mama's so fat that whatever.
You've never seen my mom. Don't call her that.
Wow.
But your mama's so stupid she couldn't pass kindergarten because she couldn't learn how to scribble.
There you go.
You're kind of okay. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
John Huertas, thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
Yeah,
man,
so,
really appreciate
so
it.
This is fun. We're not seeing you until the show comes back in the fall.
That's right.
All right, so everybody stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Watch.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Anybody can die.
Nice.
If they change the title of the show, that's what it might be called.
Anybody could die? Is that true? Do you like live in fear that maybe you could die?
I don't live in fear. But
I mean, you're.
But I mean, I know that there's always the possibility of saying, you know what, we're gonna give Miguel a heart attack. They already gave Toby a heart attack.
Yeah. Do you notice by like in the different scenes, foods they have you eating and stuff like that, or foods that are sitting in the background of the kitchen?
I have a taster. I have someone actually on my personal payroll who's a food taster.
Wow.
Just in case. Just in case. You know, try to get me by surprise.
Getting very Lannister over there on This Is Us.
Mm. Oh yeah, very Lannister.
This Is Us, Rebecca. All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you, Theo. Thank you for the win.
This was fun.
Everybody, we'll talk to you next time.